Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. The driver of the fatal crash that killed four people was under the influence of controlled drugs, according to the California Highway Patrol. Daniel Lenz Ole Morris, 40, was driving the pickup truck that crashed Sunday, August 10th, on Route 36. Three other passengers were killed in the crash, and three others are in the hospital. Investigators say the truck struck a tree as the group was returning from Ruth Lake. Also killed were 32-year-old Alicia Summerfield, 20-year-old Savannah Ramirez, and 13-year-old Judy Martin. Others injured were riding in the back of the truck. Sheriff's deputies served a search warrant at a property at the end of Burr Valley Road in Dinsmore on Monday morning and found five greenhouses and four outdoor gardens used for cultivating marijuana. Deputies seized more than 1,700 growing plants but found no one on the property at the time of the search. An investigation into who was growing the marijuana has begun. Unhealthy air quality in the east part of the county. Dan Squire reports.
An unhealthy air quality advisory has been issued by the Air Quality Management District for Wichpeck and Orleans, as smoke from the July fire near Happy Camp affects the area. The July complex of fires, comprised of more than 20 separate fires, has burned more than 34,000 acres and grew rapidly over the weekend as the fires jumped contingency lines and spread. More lightning from thunderstorms on Monday started new fires, and heavy smoke from the area is the reason for the poor air quality locally.
Sheriff's deputies were called to Kipling Drive in Eureka on Tuesday after receiving a complaint that two people were smoking marijuana in the bed of a pickup truck that was later determined to have been stolen. Deputies contacted 25-year-old Daniel Bird and 28-year-old Heather Hayslip at the site, and a search of the vehicle, which had been reported stolen out of Eureka, turned up a small amount of bud and a syringe. Both Bird and Heeslip were booked into the county jail for possession of stolen property. St. Joseph Hospital announced on Monday that David Sutherland has been hired as the new chief operating officer. Sutherland, who has a master's degree in hospital administration and is a fellow in the American College of Healthcare Executives, comes to Eureka from southwestern Virginia. Prior to that, Sutherland worked in the Baptist Health System in Tennessee and Battle Creek Health Systems in Michigan. The deadline to get a measure onto the November ballot has passed, and that means a proposal from State Senate leader Daryl Steinberg will have to wait. Steinberg attempted to get a measure onto the ballot that would have suspended the pay of lawmakers who have been suspended for dishonorable behavior, who have been indicted or are facing fraud charges. Currently, three Democratic senators are suspended, but they're receiving their full pay while their cases play out. Current California law prohibits the stoppage of pay of a legislator until they have been expelled from the body. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There is one issue that is a constant in the news reports about Humboldt County, and that's the issue of marijuana. Who is growing it? Where it's being grown, and what's being done to combat those grows? The latest focus has been on the environmental issues associated with growing bud, and it's become harder to make as much money as it was in past years, as Lieutenant Wayne Hansen, who heads up the County Drug Task Force, explains.
A few years ago, say 6 years ago, went for about $3,500 a pound. Because the market's flooded, it's down to $800 to $1,200 a pound. I always equate it, it's 1849. People came to California for the gold rush, and more people are producing the product. There's more of it, so it's not worth as much as it was. But there's so much product on the market, people want quality.
Marijuana doesn't age well. It's not wine. So that perishable nature means a grower needs to sell his crop. Lieutenant Steve Knight has plenty of experience with the marijuana scene as well.
Most of our growers now, they ship it out. That's when you'll see, you know, somebody get popped in like Iowa or something like that, 400 or 500 pounds, and they're from Humboldt County. They use brokers. A lot of times they're people that they're familiar with. So you get a lot of the growers to contact somebody that does the transportation for them.
And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.